It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 13, verse 13. 13:13 is where we're going to start today and read to the end of the chapter. So while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to write to us or like to call us by phone, it would be 217-847-2717. If you would like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. If you would like to send us an email, you can do that at parkviewbible@gmail.com. And so that was many ways that you can contact us, or you could just come and see us, and that would be just wonderful. We'd love to see you. Now we begin the reading of the Scripture today, Revelation chapter 13, verse 13. And he doth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Let's begin with prayer after reading the precious word. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to study your word today, and I just ask that you will guide and lead us through these verses of Scripture, through your precious word. Show us exactly what you would have us to learn. Show us the power and the strength and the victory that the Lord Jesus is going to have over the wickedness of this world. And just understand that you give us, hand us wisdom and knowledge that we may walk each day with you. So please that you would guide and lead us through this study. And those that do not know you as their Savior, they have never come and believed in their heart and believed with their mind. They need, Father, to trust in you as their Savior. So please today that they would do that, that they would come and begin that precious walk and trust you as their Savior and then just serve you, dear Lord, please. Now, I just ask that you'll guide and lead us that are saved in your precious word and bring those to salvation through this study today so that they would be saved and begin that walk. So I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We begin, and as we look, and we've been here for a period of time now, but it says, "And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon." That is the 11th verse of this 13th chapter. "And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. He doth great wonders or signs, so that he maketh the fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men." And we read that verse. And so as we begin now and look at what is taking place here, this second beast is the one who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now, as we look at these verses of Scripture, and I would like to start very quickly today to go back to 2 Thessalonians. As we go back to 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 5 and 6, Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. And so you see the power and the strength, and we have just read verse 4 prior to that, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now, then we went on to what I had just read. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. So you see, we have the scripture. These, as they were listening to the Lord Jesus, they were told things that were to come. And we too are told of things that are to come. And these are some of the events that are coming. And so as you look to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 4 through 6, you'll find what I have just read. So we are looking now at the events that are taking place. You know, Jesus came in his Father's name to do his Father's will. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. We have been read that many, many times. And we know that the false Messiah will come in his own name to do his own will. And let's look at John chapter 5, verse 43. The Gospel of John chapter 5, verse 43. John 5, 43. John 5, 43. And it tells us that I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. And that is exactly what's happening today. There are so many false prophets and false teachers that are in the world today. So many churches that have left the Word of God, left the truth, and people believe it. They are brought into that false teaching, and they believe every word. And it is so sad today that we have folks that follow after that in such a manner. Now, as we look at these verses of Scripture, we find that with the exception of those who have believed and been redeemed through the testimony of the 144,000 witnesses, those that were called out, 12,000 from each tribe, and the two witnesses that we had back in chapter 11, the multitude will fall down. Besides an exception of those, their multitude will fall down and receive the beast as their Messiah. What a sad, sad day on this earth it'll be. And we have so many today that are willing to follow after false teachers. They're willing to follow after a scripture that has been changed. We stay with the old King James. We love the old King James, and it stands true to the Word of God. Today we have multitudes of versions of Bibles. Most churches don't even read the Bible. They don't study the Bible. And we need to stay with the truth and realize this is the Word of God. Now, if you will do that, if you'll stand true to the Word of God, God will bless you. He will show you the way to salvation if you don't know the Lord Jesus, and then He will hand to you great wisdom and understanding if you are born again. And so please begin that walk. But there's going to be so many that's going to fall down and worship this beast. These masses will, with great excitement, line up to receive his mark in their forehead or in their right hand. They will be sent a strong delusion because of it. They will believe this lie. And oh, don't we have that today? There are so many people that have been so deceived, and this lie they have believed. Now we're going to go on to back to 2 Thessalonians. I should have had you hold that place. I should have held it, but we can find it again here. 2 Thessalonians, and we're going to look back to the second chapter, but we're going to look at some verses that are a little bit further, and that's verse 8 through verse 12. So please read with me 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning to read with verse 8. And then shall that wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming in is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them a strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. That's exactly what is taking place today, even though it is not into its full strength of this delusion, because that will come during the tribulation period. But now we have so many people. I know folks that I've fellowshiped with, I've went to church with, never thought they would be fooled and duped by some of the teaching and the type of worship that is brought today, and yet they take their children to the youth activities, and they are destroying their children's lives by doing this. They need to stay back. Let them hear the old hymns. I love as we come together here and we read the Word of God and study the Word of God. And on many occasions of some of the Bible studies, I'll just ask who would have a hymn to pick out. And when the young people, and I'm talking someone that's 16 years old, that's 8 years old, that's 10 years old, and when they tell me what they want to sing, it is the old hymns. It's Rock of Ages. It's Amazing Grace. It's Victory in Jesus. That is what the children are asking to sing. They don't want this. If you bring your children up loving the Word of God, they will want those old beautiful hymns because they know how powerful they are, even as youth. We don't have to change and bring our ways bending over to our children. We need to bring to them the truth and watch them grow. And so please, I just plead with you that you do not be deceived in today. But the deception that the old devil is going to bring is going to be much, much worse when it comes to the later days. The world is ready. The stage is set. The masses of people today are anxious for the appearance of this Superman, both religiously and politically. We are there. The people seem to walk with blindness to follow some political leaders. They have no sense. People have no common sense anymore. They don't have common sense when it comes to trusting the Word of God. They don't have common sense when it comes to political affairs. They can't seem to think for themselves. What a scary position we are in today. And it will worsen as the days go by and as we get into this period of time that we call the tribulation. The world's primed. It's ready to accept and to follow a liar, a fool. And we have evidence that today. It is so clear today. People are willing to follow a fool. They have no sense. The Word of God can give us this wisdom and this sense to know what's right and wrong. But people are not willing to turn to the Word of God. They have been studying a polluted scripture in many cases, led by people that are looking at satisfying the world and not satisfying our God. And so we need to understand these. There are two groups, and this is religiously speaking, in the world, in America. Not necessarily in the world, but it is in the world. But in America, that are going and they're being so strong in what they're doing. It is against the Word of God, but they're very strong. There are many big denominations, many that stand with the National and the World Council of Churches. if your denomination or your church stands with either one of those groups, very wicked. There is nothing godly about either one. There is nothing that lines up with the Word of God, and yet multitudes follow. There are those today that claim they have the power to cure all kinds of diseases, to cast out demons. There is one. You lead somebody to Jesus Christ, and the demons will be gone. You don't have to worry about casting out demons. You need to be concerned that people will come by faith to Jesus Christ, and then those demons are gone, never to return. What a wonderful promise. We have today a feel-good, get-along religion. And there are many groups out there that follow after this. We have the old, it's been years, but the philosophy is still there of the Robert Schulers. The philosophy of today is still very prevalent with the Rick Warrens. All false teachers. Everything but the Word of God. Feel good, get along, religion. I ask you that your eyes are awakened. I ask you that you look and you see what the Word of God tells us. And there is no place for those religions. Instead of bringing people to the Lord Jesus Christ, they're bringing multitudes together to feel good, not to be right with their God in a relationship with Jesus Christ. Jesus walked on this earth. Jesus worked here performing great miracles. And the stage is set for some of the greatest miracles to be worked that will fool people and dupe because they're fake and they're phony. Different than the Lord Jesus, they were real. But today they are fake, they are phony, what is taking place. And in many, many cases, the greatest miracle that can ever be performed is for you to come by faith to Jesus Christ and then begin that walk. And please do not be so led. Do not be directed in any way away from the Word of God. Please understand that there is one coming, and the stage is set, that some of these miracles are going to be starting to be performed, and they're not going to be real, but because you are set, you have been following these false teachers, you're going to walk right in and think it's correct. And so sad will that be. You know, Elijah prayed back in 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 38 and 39, and we can go back there, and I think we need to, you know, because he prayed unto God. We're to 1 Kings chapter 18, 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 38. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, "The Lord, He is God. He is the God. The Lord, He is the God." Now, what has happened here, that those that was choosing the prophet Baal, and Elijah stood up against them, and he set everything in place. And they did everything. And let me just read it for you if you're not familiar with this, because it's a wonderful event and story that took place. And again, 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 25, Elijah said unto the prophet Baal, "Choose you one of the bullocks for yourself. Dress it first, for ye are many, and call on the name of your gods, not the true God, but your gods, but put no fire under. And they took the bullock, which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in journey, or peradventure he sleeps and must be awakened. They cried aloud. They cut themselves in different manners with knives and lances and till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering and the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice, nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said unto all the people, Come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order, cut the bullock in pieces, and laid him on the wood, and said, Fill 4 barrels with water, pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, Do it the second time. And they did it the second time. He said, Do it a third time. And they did it a third time. And the water ran around about the altar and had filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art the God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. When all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, The Lord, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God. And Elijah said unto them, Take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook of Kishon, and slew them there. And so we see that the God of Baal could not call down the fire from heaven. Elijah could, because the gods of Baal were nothing. The gods of Elijah, the God of Elijah, is powerful. So Baal tried but could not perform this. Understand that during the tribulation period, the Antichrist will be able to do such things. He will be given power to do such things. And so as we look now at the 14th verse, again, verse 13, And he doth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. The prophets of Baal couldn't do that. But there will be such power given that he will be able to perform such things. The Antichrist will be able to. Now verse 14, And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. The beast uses his miracles to deceive them that dwell on the earth. Then he sets up an image to the first beast that was deadly wounded by the sword and did live, the scripture says. You know, during the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, they built a great statue of Nebuchadnezzar, and it was told at that time that you either bowed down and prayed to that image, or you died. And of course, we know that Daniel was not willing to do that. Now, in this scripture, as this other statue comes, you either bow down to it or die, just the same as the image of Nebuchadnezzar. From the very beginning, we have had a people that have statues, have images, have possessions that they bow down to. And it's a sad, sad day, the condition that this world is in, that they would choose to worship an image instead of the true living God. But that's in their heart to do. And as we've read, they will be sent a great blinding to their eyes because of their unbelief. And they will go through this terrible time and will not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 15, Revelation 13, 15. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. The beast had power to give life unto the image of the first beast. What a power. If you are here when the image is set up and when this second beast is in power, you will worship the image or you will be beheaded. You will be put to death in an awful way. So please, if you are hearing these words today, you don't have to face this time. You don't have to be in this time if you would just trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. It's very simple. Jesus died on the cross so that you can live. He died and he rose again 3 days later. But when he died, being the perfect sacrifice, he took all the sins of all the world away. And then he hands us a gift. And all you have to do is receive that gift. And when you receive that gift, have that gift, you have eternal life. You have your sins forgiven. You've been set free. You don't have to worry about going into this tribulation period. It just doesn't exist for you. It does not exist. So please, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Call upon him today. Don't be deceived by the world and their ways today. It's going to be worse when you get into the tribulation period. Much, much worse. But so many have been deceived today. There are things and teachings and there are services. You have a service that is supposedly directed towards the young people with the music, and you come as you are type of thing, and then the people have the conservative type, you know, the suits and the ties and the more traditional. That's a joke. That's a joke. Come together as one. Worship God. Serve him. Come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Please, stop compromising with the devil, because that's what you're doing, compromising with the devil. Your God is the devil. It's, no, I'm born again. Well, you better wake up, because you're being lied to and deceived, and I don't know how that can take place. And you say you're saved. My dear friend, please, what are you going to do about Jesus?